This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just a very simple, quick reminder. Salman radiallahu anh, Salman al-Farisi, he visited his brother in Islam, Abu Darda. And when he visited him, the wife complained to Salman that Salman is constantly in ibadat and he's neglecting himself and he's neglecting his family. So when Salman saw Abu Darda, he said, "Inna li rabbika alayka haqq, wa inna li jasadika alayka haqq, wa inna li zawjika alayka haqq, fa'ati kulladhi haqqin haqqa." Your Rabb has a haqq upon you. Your body has a haqq upon you. And your wife, your spouse, has a haqq upon you. So give everyone that has a right upon you their right. And Rasulullah ﷺ, when he heard this, he said, "Sadaqa Salman." Salman has told the truth. Now, in these days, we are not busy with ibadat to tell the brothers, you know, your wife has a right upon you and your body. We are so busy with dunya matters that we forget the haqq of Allah. Abu Darda was exaggerating in the haqq of Allah, which is not right. When the people came to Aisha radiallahu anha and they asked about the ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they kind of belittled the ibadah of Rasulullah. One of them said, "I fast all the time." The other said, "I pray all night." And the other said, "I stay away from women." Rasulullah ﷺ said, "No, I'm the best of you. I fast and I break my fast. I sleep and I pray qiyam. And I marry women." So exaggerating in the ibadah does not make you a better Muslim. Okay? So now we are giving the dunya more than it deserves. And by doing that, we are neglecting the rights of Allah, the rights of our spouse, the rights of our children, and the rights of our body. And this whole talk was inspired by a phone call from a sister that said that my husband works 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. I do not see him. He's a great provider. He provides and he gives us everything, but we do not see him. I do not want that much money. I want to spend some time with my husband. I want to be with my husband for just to sit down and talk. He comes exhausted, he wakes up, he goes to work, and this has been going on for 5 years. For 5 years. My brothers and sisters, literally, when we say the word haqq, right, your spouse, whether you are a wife or you're a husband, your spouse have a right upon you. Have a right upon you. Your children that you are, I don't want to say the word neglecting, but you think that you are doing a huge favor by collecting and accumulating money for them, wallahi, ask them. They would say, "You babas, just sit down with me for a few minutes." They made the survey in New York Post of 2,000 parents. 1,000 of the 2,000, their children told them, "Please, Baba, put the phone down when you're sitting with me." 1,050%. They pretend that they're sitting with their children and they're giving time to their children, quality time, but while they are with their children, they are on the phone. Please, my brothers, please, my sisters, put your phone down when you're sitting with your wife. Put your phone down when you're sitting with your parents. Put your phone away when you're sitting with the children. Give them direct attention. Listen to whatever they have to say. This is so important to them. You do not know how important this time is for them. Listen to this statement. Sometimes while we are so busy making money, in the process, we neglect many things that money cannot buy. Ask anybody whose kids graduated. They will love for 1 minute with their little 5-year-old daughter to play with her. It's gone. There are certain things that money cannot buy. You are missing out on things and times that no matter what you do, they will never come back. That first time your child walked, it's not going to come back. That night that kept you up because he was teething or she was teething, it will never come back. That day they started riding the bike or they... Those moments, spend time with the children. Wallahi, as a father whose kids graduated, I'm telling you, you are going to miss these times so much that you would give anything you have to have one moment with your children. And we fool ourselves by saying we are doing this for them. We are doing this for them. It is excellent to protect your children. It is excellent to save some money for them. But at the same time, have a balance. Protect them from evil and also protect them from the Jahannam. You know, like I always repeat, we mention I am doing this to protect the future of my children. The future of our children is either Jannah or Nar. Now we ask ourselves, I want everybody to ask themselves, the plan that I'm going through right now, is it really to protect them from Jannah or Nar, or to make it a doctor and an engineer and this and that? What is the plan? What are we doing for the future of our children? How much time we are dedicating with our children to teach them their deen, to teach them manners, to teach them our beautiful culture? Spend time, my sister, spend time with your husband, my brother, the husband. Communicate with your wife. This is someone's daughter that somebody entrusted to you. Entrusted to you, and keep in mind what goes around comes around. The way you treat your wife, someone will come and treat your daughter the same. Give them their time. Give everybody their right. And keep in mind, I'm going to repeat that statement. Sometimes we concentrate so much on money and we lose many things that money cannot buy. جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين